Hello, my name is George Markovanolis. I'm a lead HPC scientist at CSE, and I'm here to present you about getting started with AMD GPUs. Our outline, also the motivation, a few words about Lumi, the RockM, introduction and porting codes to heap, benchmarking, Fortran and heap with some differences, and tuning. So the disclaimer, AMD ecosystem is under heavy development. Many things can change without notice any week, any month. All the experiments took place on NVIDIA V100 GPU. It's a booted cluster at CSE. Trying to use the latest version of RockM. Maybe till the presentation there'll be a newer version. And some results are really fresh and investigating the outcome. So there are some small challenges. Now about Lumi, the Queen of the North, a EURHPC project that is a consortium of many countries that they're a part of this project. So how many partitions? You can see here the Lumi GPU partition with AMD i6 GPUs. Lumi C, the x86 partition, only with processor for applications that cannot really use GPUs. You can see data analytics, high-speed interconnect, various storage systems depending on the needs. And a classic cluster parallel file system of 80 petabyte, and this will be installed this year in Finland. So that's why we get ready for this infrastructure. So about motivation and challenges, Lumi will have AMD GPUs. That's why we need to know how to program them and learn about the ecosystem. We will plan to provide training to Lumi users. Probably one is coming end of February. Investigating the future about possible problems, so we want to find issues that maybe the user will have, and we don't have yet access to AMD GPUs, so that's an issue that we work basically on NVIDIA GPUs. So here it is in a small example of a MI100 architecture, and you can see that it has eight shader engines that is constituted by compute units. And each shader engine has 16 compute units, but eight of them are disabled. And each compute unit has 64 shader processing cores. So basically, the GPU command processor breaks down kernels to blocks and distributes them to compute units. One compute unit can execute many blocks, and threads from one block use the same compute unit. And a kernel can have more block than what the compute unit can fit. So 64 threads constitute the wavefront. This is the terminology on AMD, while on CUDA we call it warp, and it's constituted by 32 threads. And you can see here in the middle the SCE, the synchronous compute engine, the HWS for a hardware scheduler, and the DMA for asynchronous data transfers between GPU and host or between GPUs. And here the fabric to connect with other GPUs or with the host and some memory controllers, etc. So differences between heap and CUDA. I mentioned already that the wavefronts are the size of 64 threads, while warping CUDA is 32. Some CUDA library functions do not have AMD equivalents, and shared memory and reserve per thread can differ between AMD and NVIDIA hardware. And now about RockM is an open software platform for GPU accelerated computing by AMD. And has many layers, and we start with the supported GPUs, and you can see a list of supported GPUs. Of course, there will be more, and some other removed when they become older. We have the device driver, which is basically the RockM GPU driver, and supports some Linux distributions, and the Thunk driver interface to have a user API for the driver. The system runtime, the HSA runtime, low-level manipulation, and how to handle all the below layers. Programming frameworks from AMD is the heap and the OpenCL, and we'll talk about heap in this presentation. Libraries. Now, libraries, there's something easy. When a library is called